And the unrest in Ukraine may be affecting us here at home. Bloomberg News is reporting today that Russian hackers stole troves of customer data from JPMorgan Chase and at least four other banks. The FBI is investigating whether the attacks are retaliation against the U.S. for economic sanctions that the White House slapped on Russia during the ongoing Ukrainian conflict. For more on this story, let's talk with Bloomberg's Michael Regan. Michael, hi. Thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And how did the hackers pull this off? What do we know?
Well, you know, the real size and scope and the actual technique they used is still sort of unclear. I mean, in one case, at least, it's believed they use what's known as a zero-day vulnerability in a bank's website. And what that means is it's a vulnerability that the bank wasn't aware of previously. You know, a lot of times they will have security vulnerabilities that they're aware of, and, you know, they monitor to see if anyone's trying to exploit them. In this case, it was, you know, some sort of, you know, basic flaw with their software that they weren't aware of, which, you know, means that, you know, these hackers got in and really could have done some damage before the bank would really be able to know what was going on and fix it.
Do we know the nature of what was stolen? Passwords, social security, any ability for them to get into people's accounts?
The reporting so far hasn't been able to identify exactly what type of data. The sources that Bloomberg spoke to did say it was enough data to really just drain people's bank accounts. There was data, customer data and employee data was both taken, and it was described as being in the gigabytes, which, you know, is obviously a very vague measurement, but, you know, clearly, even 1 gigabyte worth of passwords and routing numbers could potentially be a lot of information.
And is it known whether bank employees or bank customers were more the target, or was this kind of an equal opportunity hack?
Yeah, it looks like they got, you know, it sounds like they got whatever they could find. Yeah, it's not clear whether, you know, they focused more on employees or were customers, but, you know, both were victims.
We mentioned JP Morgan is the big name, but at least four other banks. Any other banks that are big names that were included in this?
None that we've been able to confirm so far. You know, the sources told us at least five. It's also believed some European banks might have been attacked. But none of the other big banks have yet, you know, spoken publicly about whether or not they were focus of it.
So as we mentioned, the FBI is investigating this theory that these attacks are retaliation against the U.S. for the Russia sanctions over Ukraine. But how do we know that these would be hackers with a political agenda and not just people looking to steal money from U.S. bank accounts or get other personal information?
Right. Well, you know, the short answer is we don't. Like you said, it's really sort of the main or one of the main theories that the FBI is investigating. And the sources that spoke to us, the rationale behind that in their description is that, for one thing, you know, the timing, it occurred right when relations between Russia and the West were at a low point. The sanctions were, you know, being unleashed by Europe and the U.S., banking sanctions. Also, the level of sophistication of the attack, you know, they had to sort of, at least in one case, they tunneled in through a website, but then they had to sort of go through many layers of cybersecurity before they were able to access the data. And the sources we spoke to are saying basically it's at a level of sophistication that sort of implies that it's above a criminal element. And, you know, really a criminal, had they had that access to that type of data, they probably would have began stealing money as soon as they can before the loophole in the program was shut. So that not being the case, that's all sort of adding to the theory that it was politically motivated and sort of a state-sponsored type of thing rather than just criminals.
Obviously, anytime a bank is the victim of a cyber attack, it's very alarming to people who bank there. So what are the banks saying about this, or at least JP Morgan?
You know, JP Morgan, as they've come out and said, they've increased their defenses against hackers. They will obviously, you know, contact any customers that have been affected. Eventually, all the banks are required, you know, whenever customer data is compromised like this, they are required to report it. So, you know, going forward, as all these banks sort out exactly what was taken and who was affected, there's a good chance that we will learn more from them, you know, about exactly what was taken. Right now, though, you know, they're still kind of assessing the situation and trying to figure out exactly what happened.
Michael, a bigger picture question. You mentioned that JP Morgan is increasing its defenses, but early on, you basically told us that the hackers were able to exploit an previously unknown vulnerability. So what what more is it going to take to keep banks safe from cybercrimes, or will it always be this cat and mouse game where the hackers look for those unknown vulnerabilities?
You know, it reminds me of the old quote that was attributed to Willie Sutton, the bank robber. I think he actually denied it later, but you know, someone asked him, "Well, why do you rob banks?" He said, "Well, that's where the money is."
Right, a famous quote.
So clearly, and Jamie Dimon has spoken about this in shareholder letters, and it's really sort of obvious on the face that you know these attacks are going to continue against banks. They're going to get more sophisticated, and the banks, you know, Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan has said, you know, they're beefing up the money they spend on cybersecurity to about $250 million a year. They have about 1,000 workers dedicated to it, so it's really an ongoing story. They're going to have to keep up with these hackers and just try to always be one step ahead of them. Like you said, it's a cat and mouse game, so it's clearly not going away anytime soon.
That's Bloomberg's Michael Regan. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.